Once again, we pray that, Lord, you teach us, give us wisdom and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I want to believe that you had a very good rest because you took a very long time. We didn't have afternoon session. Who, somebody should advise this small boy for me. Somebody should advise him and his brother. They should go to the back. They should go to the back. They should go to the back. Hey. They should go to, hey, chairman, follow him. Hey. Follow him to the back. Come. Mm-hmm. To the back. Where your brother? Go and play at the back. Uh-huh. And then they beg you. So you had a very long break, and I don't expect that you sleep on me. You have eaten. I hear you ate wache and wele and kosuya and anadium panla, and you are okay. You slept. I gave you time to sleep. And then let's say we close around 12 midnight. Aha, because you slept, or you had a share. You didn't sleep. What were you doing? Wanda, yeah, bisa Wanda. What die? She was sick and crazy. Now, the title for this session is called "Let No Man Deceive You." Let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. And our theme for the camp is "Say not I am a child." Say not I am a child. One of the group of people that are easily deceived are children. Children are easily deceived. And you know that they can easily deceive you to do things you don't want to do. So God told Jeremiah that don't say you are a child. Madam, sit up, sit up. Otherwise, you go to the back. You sit up. Go to the back. Go to the back. You the one in red. Come. Exchange with him. With her. Go to the back. The way you have choked yourself, you sleep right now. Go to the back. The watch is working. Koichi ka. Koichi. Koichi. Aha. I don't want people to be sleeping on me. Look at me. Look at me. We've started the session. Children are one group of people that are easily deceived. And a lot of people know that. Go back. You think you can play in this session? This session, then you can misbehave. A lot of people know that children are easily deceived. Now, all of us are deceived, or all of us can be deceived. But the group of people that are easily deceived are young people. And even you yourself, you know, in case you don't know, I am telling you that you can easily be deceived. And so God told Jeremiah that don't say I am a child, because the moment you put yourself in that category as a child, your chances of being deceived are high. Your chances of... What are they doing at the back there? Your chances of being deceived are very high. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. 1 John. Somebody should help me at the back. Those talking there. 1 John 3 verse 7. Are you there? Little children. Now, anytime you read the Bible and you see little children, young people, children, youth, the Bible is calling your name. And you have to pay a close attention to it. It says, little children, let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. Now, as you are in the church, people are going to come and they will deceive you. As you start your life and you start Christianity, hey, don't think you are in front so you can talk. You move to the back right now. As you are in the church,
people are going to come to deceive you, girls. You are going to meet guys who deceive you. This guy has come to the church. His perfume is like this thing. And they can give you nice words, raps, and deceive you. You are going to meet people like that. Hello, baby. Hello, baby. As you are singing in the choir, the boy is watching. Hello, baby. Can I have 2 minutes with you? 2 minutes. But you're uti around her. Me, she should be a friend of Santua. Oh, Santua, Santua. Obwa, unaya Santua no shenu. The moment you give your telephone number to him, you are the Santua he's looking for. Boys, a lot of girls are coming to the church to deceive you. Usha ni high heel, this is a light pole. You have to be very careful. And so, he said, later children, let no man deceive you, because you are going to be deceived. The devil is going to send people to deceive you. Now, I'm very passionate about what I'm preaching. Because if you allow yourself to be deceived, that is the end of your walk with God. Many people have allowed themselves to be deceived. Sit up, everybody, sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up. Many people have allowed themselves to be deceived, including pastors. Yeah. Including pastors. A pastor, you are working under your senior pastor, then you gave one prophecy. Can I prophesy? Can I prophesy? When you prophesy, it was true. And people said that, oh, Nyamisa wosu, Ingosirano, Abaosu. Suddenly, you feel that, oh, Ndiye mitumi timiho. You get to sing in the choir. And people have started clapping. You see, because church members, they are to clap for you. Anything you do, church members will clap for you. Yes. Clap for you. Then suddenly, you feel that you have arrived. Look, look, this thing I'm preaching, it is the highlight of the camp. Because we are all walking on a dangerous road. And we are going to meet wolves who are in sheep's clothing. He said, little children, let no woman deceive you. Why is the instruction to little children? Because little children have the tendency of being deceived quickly. Yeah. Wake him up. He just ate watchy. Why is he sleeping? Hey, to the back. To the back. Madam, come and fill his space. Fill in the blank space. We do watching now, okita pure water. About the boagusu. Over there, they are growing. You slept. Don't come with it. Don't come with a little baby. She should be at the back. Yes. Wabawada. She. Opio be dabi abe kofiye. Alert. You see me, I see you. See me, I see you. You wasted all the time to sleep because there was light off. Little children. Tell your neighbor, little children. Tell your friend, little children. Tell your friend, let no man deceive you. Because man can deceive you. Hey, who is here? You have been deceived before. You have been deceived. Either your father has deceived you or your mother has deceived you. Your father is going somewhere and you wanted to follow him. And he said, no. If I'm coming, I'll buy you an airplane. How many of you, they've told you lies before? And then you didn't go. But when he was coming, he didn't bring any airplane. Now, how is your mother, your father going to buy you an airplane? Oh, no, because I'm Nika. Obey the airplane, I'm out. You can be deceived by your friends. Your friends can deceive you. So you say, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. May God deliver us from every form of deception. Hey,
You are asleep on me.
I said, may God deliver us from every form of deception.
Yeah. Now I'm feeling you are alive. You are going to be here for a long time. So you better sit up and tighten your bed because I gave you a long time to sleep. Four things that can deceive you, that can be used to deceive you. Four things that can be used to deceive you. Number one. Oh, I like number one. Number one. Number one. Vain words. Everybody say vain words. Empty, empty words. Vain words. You are going to meet people in the church who are going to give you words. Ha! I've never seen anybody who can sing like you before. What do you mean? You have never seen anybody who can sing like the person. And yet, the song the person is singing, was it the one who composed the song? Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6. That's the scripture for that point. You can be deceived with vain words. Ephesians 5 verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Vain words. Yeah. Are you there? The guy in the black shirt, sit up. Does he understand sit up? Uh-huh. Vain words. Tell him about vain words. Don't allow vain words to deceive you. Oh, should I pack my things and leave? You are more than 150 in this room. So when I say something, you don't say back, I'll just carry my things and go. Oh no, I can go. I can go cry. I said, tell your neighbor, don't let vain words deceive you. Now, people are going to come with vain words. The aim of these vain words is to sweep you up to your feet and tell you things that are not true. Yes. On this journey of Christianity, you are going to meet people with vain words. You are going to meet people who are going to give you empty words. Yes. And sometimes, some of these words are going to come from places you least expect. But I pray for you. God is going to deliver you from every form of vain words. God is going to, when the people come with their vain words, you'll be able to notice that this is a type of vain words that is sent to destroy me. Yeah. Vain words. Little children, let no man deceive you. So don't put yourself in the category of children and tell yourself that I am a child. The moment you tell yourself you are a child, it means that you are telling yourself that I can easily be deceived. Yeah. And you need to know the Bible for yourself. The fact that your father is a prophet, or the fact that your father is a bishop, he's a reverend, he's an apostle, doesn't mean that you are immune to this type of deception we are talking about. If you don't know the Bible for yourself, somebody else will come and deceive you. Deception is very serious. Very, very serious. Vain words. Oh, I notice you can pray. I notice you can pray. And I think that if you start your own church, you do well. Before you see, this boy has gone to Tier Church. Run for Your Life International Chapel. Enna, Otiona Obi Tran Picha, who has Tao, not the Tower Tuniko. Now I know man of God. Then he called himself Apostle, Bishop, Prophet,
doctor, evangelist, reverend, deputy God. What's your name? Jeffrey Nanayao.
Sir Akodi.
Who can invoke a scribe or a prophet? Apostle, doctor, evangelist, bishop, archbishop, reverend, deputy God, Nana, Jeffrey Nana, Safo, Sir Akodi. My God. One day I was listening to the radio. Then a certain man. I say, share. Michelle come 3 days. Na ambemwa. Putting me voice for radio. So I do radio no. Michelle come 3 days. Na ambemwa. Putting me voice for radio. So I do radio no. Don't let people deceive you. Don't let people deceive you. Oh, mommy, utunyumpa. As we're singing, I saw something. I feel there now. Oh, say, man, this is there. Eh, Adam. Now I need to say, eh, Adam. Eh, Adam. Then the person tells you, oh, but you make album. You are singing in church faithfully. Before we see, you have left church. Adaya, ukotra abom. Be careful. Because people can deceive you out of church. People can give you high sounding words. You see, vain words are what we call in our normal times raps. Do you know raps? Anytime you are giving somebody raps, the person you are saying the thing to knows that the thing is not true. You are very beautiful. You look like rose flower. Now, guy, your name said she doesn't look like rose flower. Anytime I see you, I forget my mother's name. Hey, catch on your see. Hey, I'll give you my heart and use car battery. Hey. Boys can lie. I'll give you what? My heart and use your car battery. Just a midi makuma bemao. Na me and Kasa dem a fixi car battery. I even heard somebody telling the girl that or the Nakuma Bema said that he will use a China phone battery. Your man light off or be woman. These are what you call vain words. Vain words. May the Lord deliver you from vain words. Because you are going to meet vain men in the church. Yeah. And boys, you are going to meet vain girls. Oh, Barcelona, who are polishing. You are the reason she has come to the church service. Oh, for her now across it. Say, yeah. Hey. You are dead. She has seen that you are passing here. Now I back cross you. Say yeah. If she's noticing that you are not calling her, as she's getting close to you, then her something has fallen down. Then she has picked it like this. Yeah. They have sent a vain woman your way to give you vain. Oh, Elder Richard. Me see, o bom pai no. Na me feel baby. Hey, ever say hey. O can say o be wa ha ne busuemu busum bi wo. E wana baby kike me see. Nya me shrao. Me ba to me to me mau, me to me ji unama. E ya no ne me bom pai kakra. Na prayer warriors. My God, Eyadum. Jinama 022440 113399. Now the number of my sister.
Elder Richard, me patch your boniu. ene mi sumdaye bi mi sumdaye se na mi ko bantama mi fakaya mi wa na kanu ko pie mu atunsu.
My God, my God.
It is a bayer, Fitanopa me pray, me kuso share them, na me shuse me faka. It is a bayer, brother, me be bombay.
Hey, catch on your sea.
You see, a girl has been sent to deceive you. It is not only boys who deceive girls, who. Girls also have been sent to deceive boys. I don't want to tell you a certain story. I should tell you, when we were in the university, something happened. I don't want to say it because Apostle's wife, she was my classmate, we're in the same school. If I mention the names of the people, she will know. I don't want her to know about that. Hey! Sometimes girls have been sent. Girls, be careful. Be careful. Don't be an agent of the devil. Never. To bring somebody down.
Eden ba choko wo ka ni mo. Me dey miss what jashi haya.
Yeah, vain ways. Because people can come. Girls, as we are in the church, I'm telling you. Look. One day we're in church. And a guy came to the church. When the guy came, first Sunday, no, he came to sit by the organ. Hey! When they closed church, all the choristers. Oh, I like the way you play the organ. All the choristers said they like the way the guy played the organ. Meanwhile, we had an organist too. All the choristers didn't say they like the way that guy plays the organ. But this new organist came, no, everybody said they like the way he plays the organ. In 2 months. Everybody said 2 months. The new organist slept with almost half of the choristers. Slept with all of them. All of them. Yeah. Be careful. Somebody should close this door. Close this door. Yeah. Be careful. Because you are going to meet people who are going to give you rats, vain words, and when the devil is done with you, he will leave you. When the devil is done with you, he will leave you. He will leave you. Vain words. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Number two. Another thing that can be used to deceive you is called pride. Everybody say pride. Yeah. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 3. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 3. Are you here? The pride of thy heart has deceived thee, that thou dwellest in the cleft of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Pride can deceive you. Pride. Apart from men, apart from women that can use vain words to deceive you, another thing that can deceive you quickly as a young person coming up is pride. Pride. When you do something in the church and we start clapping for you, run away. Yes. You came to sing and everybody's clapping. Clap, 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 clap. Put the microphone there and go and sit down. That is the beginning of your pride. Yes. You see, anytime you have the feeling that I can do something and nobody else can do it, that is how the thing lifts up your heart and makes you feel that somebody should replace this boy. Madam, come. You come. Yeah, put that baby there. Come and replace this boy here. I don't want to see a sleepy face. Go to the back. Move to the back in the name of Jesus. Move to the back in the name of the Lord. Go to the back. Kwabena. Koechire. Go to the back. Fauniama ko echire. Faujapa de ko. Kope baby wo echire hotna. Yeah. When you begin to do things and people have started giving you fans. Hey, who is that? You can't sit well. Sit well. You think you are in your mother's kitchen? Who taught you that? Was it not the one who was disturbing yesterday? Kano Yima. He's who? You who are you? You are Kwame. Odini nyina Kwame. Odini nyina Saturday. When you do this and people are clapping for you, be careful. Be careful. That is how pride comes. Especially people who sing. Another proud group of people are instrumentalists. Hey! Especially when we boss our organ. Yeah. May God deliver this boy in Jesus' name. Hey, instrumentalist, especially organist for and bass guitar for. Hey, get your own ear see. Bass guitar for dear. Mappe for qua. He plays bass guitar. Hey, come here. The thing I'm saying, is it true or is it not true?
It's true.
Come back. No. We are not saying he likes girls. But we are saying that a lot of them like girls. Yes. Another group of people who like girls are choir leaders. Ben man or your choir master. Hey, or the girlfriend bet two solos. The girlfriend best at Numbia. Yes. Pride. Because you see, the whole church, nobody can play bass guitar. On qua. It's a gun. Then they will say, girl, for be our bass. So say, hey, a queen in bo. Hey, it's your pants, sorry. Who say, girl, no. Who say, na, who say, girl, no, so not feeling no. Meanwhile, drama no be on fino. Drums in the air, massa. Yeah, the drama quiet. Yeah, best guitarist who say drama. Yeah, poor sorry. Now, girl, be abba. Oh, I like the way you play the thing. Yeah. It's when they start giving you fans. Be careful. Tell them about be careful. Never be careful. When you come and sing in the choir, you sing solo. This is my school. This is my school. Praise my school. You are the only one who has small voice. It will, yes, and now you see, I'm saying that all the time you get people who clap for you. You get people who clap for you. So when they begin to clap for you and they begin to give you fans, I say no, I'm a swanu abba. May me get bass guitarist. Now no crab because boy, crab girl be so feeling me. And I say me because Tuesday no suffer frame me, said on me cast and me in Jehu. Tuesday me cobra be ya. Then Tuesday Sunday will come. Sorry. Oh, Ben, what's your name?
Christian.
Oh, Christian, Sunday we didn't see you. You didn't see me. Yeah. Now who is the bass guitar? Who is the new boy? Is a. Yeah. Oh, Monday, Monday, you are coming because I sent children. I'm out for bar. Sorry, Anna. The devil is a liar. Yeah. New people no more about no more say near man. I see a chere say. The small boys are doing the thing for me. I feel the penny for number. What will charge you phone? A dear we ye. Hey, I share you. And now more. Hey, I share you. Yeah, sorry, now charge you phone now. Yeah, chiwa dear. Yeah, sorry, now charge you phone. Be careful when you begin, when people start clapping. You see, it was the same. Look, let me tell you something. If you are a choir star,
Listen carefully. If you are a choirister, if you are an instrumentalist, if you have anything to do with music, let me tell you. Now, the devil, when he was in heaven, his main work, okay, was to be in charge of music. Let me tell you something about music you don't know. He was in charge of music. Now, when he was cast down, he still had that gift of music. That is why, number one, worldly music, and they sound nicer than church songs. Then number two, because the devil knows that, listen, music is one thing he can easily use. He used music to corrupt young people. Then number three, because he was proud and was cast down, that nature, that pride, is still in anybody who sings and anybody who plays instrument. So if you play instrument, one of the things you should do, that you should be closer to God. Otherwise, you'll be close to the devil. The devil will use you. The devil will make you feel that there is none like you. You see, when people tell you there is none like you, there's a feeling you have. I now understand why people fight to become chiefs. Because when it's festival, they'll carry you. And they'll be giving you fans. Nana, oh, Nana. Oba. 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 Nana, Odi Kente Kosio. Who is here? Which of you, which of us here in this world can use Kente to coerce you? But as they are saying the thing, who said, Nana, head is becoming big. Who did Kente coerce you? Kente Ben Odi coerce you. Who can use basket to go and fetch water? But here can say, Nana, the Kente coerce you. No. Not just anything. Kese. Be careful. Be careful. Pride. Pride. It is one of the things that will bring you down quickly. After vain words, the next thing is what? Pride. Number three. I like number three. Good words and fair speeches. Good words. Romans chapter 16, verse 18. Good words and fair speeches. Romans chapter 16, verse 18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the heart of the simple. Good words and fair speeches, they can be used to deceive you. One day, when I say one day, one day, a certain man, he wanted to become a president many years ago in this country, and then you are not interested in the story, I'll not say it again. He wanted to become what? President. And then he has a campaign team, and the campaign team came to see him and told the honorable election, what we need here. Then he said, hey, you see, when is election time, that's where you can see that people can deceive you. Honorable. You see that, everybody who says he wants an election, people will give him fans. Yeah. Even today, if I stand that, if I said I want to become a presidential candidate, I'll get people who support me. But those people who are supporting me, they know I will not win. But still, they'll be following me. Honorable. His Excellency. Before I came, I was watching, I went on Facebook. Then I saw a certain man who is part of a certain political party who says he wants to become a presidential candidate. But that man, he himself, he knows that he can't win. But people were following him. Honorable. And some of them were even laughing behind. And even the man himself, he know, you know, we know. Say, honorable. And the him himself, he was not smiling. He was going to pick a nomination form. I said, why do you deceive yourself when you know that you cannot win? Like, as we are here, come. This sister said that she wants to be a president. Then all of us are saying, yes. If you go, you win. All of us here, we are telling her that if she goes, she will win. Meanwhile, all of us say we don't vote. But we are giving her fans. What's your name?
Christabel.
Honorable Christabel. Her Excellency. Her Excellency. Now you're a man of fans. But even this one telling Her Excellency, you're too about. On to be on new voters ID card. But we are all giving her fans. We call such things fair speeches. Good words. Good words are words that will make you feel good. Yeah. In the church, you are going to meet people who are going to give you good speeches. Oh, you are very anointed. It's true. It's true. Send your preaching. I've never met anybody who preached like that before. Hey! Who told you that? You are very, very anointed. So suddenly, you start feeling très bien. Do you know très bien? What is très bien in French? You start feeling very good. I've met people almost every day. If every day, you are very anointed. You are, when they say, I just smile, I don't say anything. Because you see, this thing, it can pump pride and deception into you. Oh, me myself, I know that I'm very anointed. You see, when it comes to the children ministry, there are 8 things you must know. Number one, you have to know your audience. You see, they start giving words. Hey! When we're in university, this story, that I'll say it. If I say it, because of mommy doesn't know the boy. When we're in the university, there was a boy. He was in another class. It was, I mean, when we're in university, I like Khonsa. I seem to see another class. I mean, percept. I want to know what it is. This guy, his name was called Shem. Everybody say Shem. Now Shem, you know Shem. Oh, Kokonsa. Shem, when they come to class and they finish teaching them, Shem will gather all the girls. 1, 2, 3, 4. All the girls. Then he will teach them again. What the teacher has taught. It's like the girls, they don't understand. So he, the Shem, he would reteach the thing. Clap for Shem. So as they are teaching and they finish teaching, then the girls say, Shem, please, we don't understand the anatomy they taught us. Then Shem said, no problem. When we close, I will explain it again. Clap for shame. So every time they close school, Shem will gather only girls. So Shem class, they're only girls. The boys, if you don't understand, go away. Only girls that he teaches. So they wrote the exams. And then they released the results. When they brought the results, the girls Shem has been teaching, they all passed. Shem himself has failed the exams. Teacher, no, the teacher who has been teaching the people, he has failed the exams, and the people he has been teaching, they have all passed the exams. I said, baby. So you see, first speeches, some of you in the class, somebody, oh, you are very intelligent too. Oh, Nemo, our machine is swinging there. And you begin to talk. You begin to give words. Be careful. Because people are going to come with fair speech and good words. Good words. Oh, you can pray. You can pray. Say yes. You're big Bible. Another group of people who are very proud in the church are prayer warriors. If you greet them, good morning. Instead of them to respond, good, they say, Makatorobo Sikatabra Sataya. Ash. Oh, Odi. Good morning. Makato Mazimbe Melimbo Sakata Balis. Now, prayer warriors, so who am I shooting? Oh, Mr. Frisian, Chishuno. Hey! Who advised this boy to stand up? Hey, move to the back. Madam, come and fill the... People are waiting to fill the space. Madam, come to the front. Yeah. Or run in the place. Yeah. Are you here? Fair words and good speeches could deceive you. Henceforth, don't be so somebody that can easily be deceived. Look, whatever you can do, it is God that can give you. God that can make you do it. Oh, never think it is your own will. Never think it is your own strength. Me as I'm here, I don't feel that I'm the best person who can preach to children. Maybe we've not seen the people yet, but there are so many people who can also do the work I'm doing. There are so many people, and some of you are going to rise up to become pastors of children. You say, "Maybe God, you don't believe it. You don't believe. Yeah. One day you are going to rise up and prophesy. One day you are going to rise up and preach. One day you'll be preaching. Someone will say, "Ah, who is preaching?" Say, "It's Christabel." Say, "Wow, that girl can preach." But you see, God, He knows the heart of men. Human being, He knows our heart. Recently, we went for a funeral. One of our bishops have died. And then we went for the funeral. The funeral, I would say that the people who came for the funeral, about 80% of us at the funeral were all pastors. Pastors, evangelists, prophets, apostles, and things. As we sat at the funeral, was going on. And I said, so all of us here, as we are here and the man has died, can one person not rise up and resurrect the man? I was thinking, and I realized that, look, we all have a limitation of the call of God on our lives. Because God knows how human beings are. When human beings do things and it works small, now a children book, 17 ways to pass your exams, 22 ways to break through. All the books we have seen that we read there, people have done this, it worked, and they have written books. Even you, when you write BEC here, you pass, you get 10 ones. 23 ways to pass BEC effectively with 10 ones. Who bet your own books is here? Your school, they will call you that, come and talk to the juniors and explain to them how they can pass their exams. Meanwhile, I also want to hear you. If you have a mark paper, the person show you mercy. You know, I'm an old student here. And I was sitting in the chair you post at. I came to encourage you that as I've passed, you too, you can pass. When I was here, I learned very hard. Sometimes I don't sleep. For 3 nights, I don't even sleep. I put my leg in bucket and I drink coffee. Yes, and so that you solve past questions. And then your genius will be clapping. You'll be clapping. Meanwhile, you know that the teachers, they are lies. Because when human beings do well, they write books. They write books. When somebody can cook small, no. Recipe, 44 recipe to something. Now I'm out for church or book, now I'm out for to books. How to cook well. How to arrive in London in 3 days. How to find 500 Ghana cedis on the floor. Just our children book. How to find 500 cedis on the floor. Number one, go out. Number two, walk around the bank area. Number three, look on the floor. In the book you see, how to. It tells you that people have done things and it has worked and they've started writing books. But you see, you cannot be wiser than God. Sometimes God changes the formula. Be careful. Recently, I heard a certain musician talking. Hey! And I was asking myself, where is the grace of God? There was nothing like, by the grace of God, you know, I see they were interviewing her. Hey! One day, you don't like myself. One day, a certain man, it rained, bah! In an area, and then the rain entered the flood, entered people's homes, and people were dying. But that man, he didn't die. Somehow, he went to church somewhere, and the rescue team came to
rescue him. When they rescued the man, he came out. He started talking. The poor interviewed. Yes, Mr. Say, how is it that you didn't die? You know me, I'm a man of strong will. I'm a man of strong will. If I say I will not die, I will not die. If I say I will not die, I will not die. Because when the flood entered my room, then I said, me, I will not die. Yes. And when anything I say I will do, I will do. Every day, the man, anytime people gather, they say, please, I want to say something small. When they give them, I say, I'm here to talk to you on how to survive flood. If the man go for wedding, you talk them say, Pacho, you will be kakra kam, Pacho, eh, mommy Mike. Oh, mommy Mike, Pacho, I want to explain to all of you, when it's raining and water enters your room, how not to die. Everywhere the man goes, he will talk about this flood issue. Every day, they say that in 1976, even myself, it rained, water entered my house. But you see, these things I'm about to share with you, if you're able to take the tip seriously, the flood will not get drowned. People will be clapping. So one day there was a birthday party, and the man came to the birthday party. Then he said that he want to talk about the flood. He started talking. Everybody in the area, they know that this man, he's come to talk about flood. Because that's the only topic he knows. Then when he picked the mic, he said, even if I die and I go to heaven, I'll still talk about the flood. After he was finished with his speech, a certain small boy walked to him. He said, sir, you gave a very good speech about the flood. The man said, yes. And the small boy told him, I want you to know that when you die and you go to heaven, you will go and meet Noah. Noah is also there. Noah who has survived the whole flood, he is not talking. You, small water that has entered your room, you are here giving speeches. He said, Noah will meet you in heaven. You are here saying, every day flood. You go and meet Noah. You go and meet Noah. Noah what? Number four, last one. Number four. The last thing that can be used to deceive you. Are you here? It's called doctrine. Ever say doctrine or teaching? Yeah. Ephesians 4:14. Doctrine can be used to deceive you. Somebody can enter the church with a different doctrine, with a different set of teaching, and you can easily leave your church. Yeah. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children. Are you seeing the scripture again? Be no more children. Say not, I am a child. Say not, I'm a child. Henceforth, be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. People can use teaching to deceive you. That look, Jesus, there's nothing like heaven and there's nothing like hell. You see, you are sitting down here, you believe in the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You believe in heaven, you believe in hell. You can meet somebody tomorrow who will start telling you that there's nothing like heaven. When you die, you die. There's nothing like judgment. There's nothing like hellfire. There's nothing like heaven. When you die, you die. All die, you die. So that your faith is shaken. Somebody will tell that there's nothing like speaking in tongues. No, what is speaking in tongues? What is speaking? And the person can explain. And before you realize, the person has successfully deceived you out of the church. Do you know why we all have different beliefs, even though we are Christians? There are Christians who don't wear earring. You know that? Yes. There are Christians who don't play drums. They don't play instruments. Oh Lord, I've gone in this past, I hope for years to come. There are Christians who drink alcohol and they can defend it. When I was getting married,
We went to a certain place to go and get a place for our reception. And it is the place was for one Catholic. It's a Catholic church area. When we got there, the father, the Catholic father, he served us club. Do you know club? Do you know club?
Yes.
He served us club and McVitie's biscuit. So my wife to be said, my husband is a pastor. Then the Roman father said, ba me pastor. And the Roman father said, this one is called beverage. The club is called what? Beverage. I said, no, I'm not going to drink. Club is beverage. Guinness is beverage. Obuasi 442 is beverage. Adonko bitters is beverage. Ogidigidi shake. That one too is beverage. Then very soon, Akpeteshi is also a beverage. Yeah. Anybody can use doctrine to deceive you. Doctrine. Doctrine is a set of teaching to deceive you. Listen, stay with what you know. And stay with what you have in this church. Stay with the teaching. Do you know some churches don't wear slippers? Are you poor? You are very young. You don't know. There are churches who don't wear slippers. Barefooted. Oh, sorry. Mammy, me the crap. Oh, sorry. I know I say barefooted like this. Who has seen some before? Yeah. If you wear slippers, you won't go to heaven. They will not even allow you to enter the church. Yeah. Yeah. So we have different set of belief. Listen, whatever you have been taught in this church, stay with that teaching. Stay with that doctrine. And stay with that set of teaching. Never allow. You see, I'm saying this because one day somebody, you are going to meet somebody who deceive you. Why are you a Christian? Why? When even they ask you, why are you a Christian? Now tell. Do you know there's nothing like Christian? I feel there. Your face is doing you. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Because a set of teaching can be used to deceive you. May the Lord deliver us.
Amen.
May the Lord deliver us.
Amen.
What's the first thing that can be used to deceive you? Number one is what? Vain words. You are going to meet vain men who have vain words. I love you, baby. I love you. And those boys, they get voice. Who say wa bani trouser no? Wa to sukama. Who say papa no is shiny? Na wa share chain. Kumasi force on the chain. Oh, Ohima. And they say, what they even call your name? Ohima. Say no two new hopa and I'm say, ah, irradiate shroud. But you did the same. But your friend is tired. Then you see that the girl as is missing the name there. But your friend is tired. Oh, tired. Yeah, mishirao. Yeah. No. The counterpart male name is called what? Yeah. Missus, me did the yao. Hey. Now far. Ah. Me did your voice no. But your mommy will not miss what? That is the beginning. That is the beginning. In the beginning. In the beginning. In the beginning. That is the beginning of your downfall. Mr. Medidia, Medidia, Badodua, Fremi, Ajasco. Hey! Me patrol me can see hoy. Now, sister, oh, wait, what I can do? Oh, sister, I can't hear fair. Oh, bro, I can't hear fair. Fair. I said, oh, where are Benz? Recently, me was at the brand new city, Germany. Hey, girls, to when they see car, no, my name, pre. I go high car, no. And all the other. Because you have not seen Benz before. but you see, oh, what are the areas here? What are the areas here? No. Let's take another area. Me cross of one line. Ote bwakwa. And then between my of lift. Oh, the same road. Not a sister. Ote brakai. May the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you. What's the next one? Pride. Hey, pride is one of the things that can catch all of us. Pride, dear, it can catch all of us. It doesn't matter who you are, it can catch you. The pride, it can catch you, pastor. Can I prophesy? You are wearing a white shirt.
True.
You are not clapping. Can I prophesy? Mami, Pastor General, nice to Mami, what? Jesus. Pastor General, Mami. Kabasadabaya. Me who baby and yet clear, but Charles, we are Oba. Yes, the boy they're not clapping. I'm hearing a name. Kabasatabaya. You see, so at the point giving you fans, then. Oh, your head is becoming big. I heard a name. Parakasatoria Nerede. There's a sister here, she's wearing black shirt. Black dress, long dress. Her name is called Krista. But I told her, John Iso. Yes! You see how they are shouting? Then suddenly, you feel that you are deputy God. Like Nyamini Hua. Una Owoho. Assistant God. Yeah. Ha. Bra. Pacho. Bra. Hasi. Cash. Can I prophesy? Pacho Jinao. Take two steps. One, two. Take three steps to the left. One, two. Take another four steps to the front. One, two, three, four. The school you attend is an international school. Yeah, baby. Obviously, maybe I'm far. You see, but the people have a way of shouting that can make you feel that, Tali, you are high. May pride come down in Jesus' name. What's the next thing? Good words and what? Fair speeches. First speeches are words that deceive you. First speeches. Yeah. And the last one is what? It's not first. I say fair. F-A-I-R. Good words and fair. And the last one is what? Doctrine. Always say doctrine. Who here then will hold? Junior, oh yeah, then waha. Ubayana would do my day. Generator Nina, I had na free air, but I say, Udiye ye koshim. Is that not a ye, some of the socket at your back? Me the sorry free ako. You want the girls to see you? Can I prophesy? Yeah. May God deliver us from every form of deception. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet and clap for Jesus. Stand to your feet. Oh, I said clap for Jesus.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. And begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Karibu Sandabaya. Malibu Zibri Bilibi. Balandu Laba. Zaraba Laba. Meyandi Biliku Zaraba. Balabrandi Bi. Karaba Ladaba. Makibu Sandibri. Bulubu Ziyandi Biliku Rabaya. Mandi Bruka Raba. Balaba. Dabra Balabusia. Karibu Zanabaya. Baya Bandaba. Are you praying? I want you to open your mouth and begin to pray. Kaseke Brandaba. Why the poor are helping me to sing? When we stand up now, sing as if we're not more by anymore. Kabadaba, Rabadaba, Ladaba Laba.